Based on a true scary, contains adult themes, language, and all-around scary shit. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey folks, welcome to Based on a True Scary. We're here completely remote again. I'm in my apartment. Jake is at his boss's house. And our guest is in New York. So our guest today is a comedy writer and a voice artist. Welcome, Eric. Hi.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
This is so exciting.
I'm so much rather talk to you than Jake. Sorry, Jake. How are you?
I was going to say, I'm enjoying this whole, like, this is our second episode in a row where we are not in the same room, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's
great.
Anything Jake can do to get away from me, I think, is ultimately.
Yeah. Even after 44 minutes of technical problems, I'm so happy I'm not with you right now.
We did.
Yeah.
And sorry about that, by the way, guys. I apologize fully.
Your fault, Eric. Well, actually, I think I should be the one apologizing because I made us watch the film Eaten Alive.
God.
I'm glad I watched it. It was very bad, though.
I will say the first 3 minutes had promise. We'll get into that. But
lots of N-words, too,
oh
by the way.
Yeah.
I said the N-word a lot.
Well, the second you're all of a sudden in a swamp, you just have to assume there's a lot of white people using the N-word.
I was totally unready for it. It was also unnecessary and frivolous every time they used it.
Oh.
Like, there's almost no reason to use that word. I mean, like, it wasn't about, like, the civil rights era, and it wasn't, like, about slavery. It was just so weird that they were choosing to use that word so often. I was like, what is happening?
Well, it was so okay.
So wokeness level zero for that movie, like not
wokeness
woke.
Level zero. It was okay. So it did. 1976 is actually when this was released internationally, but it wasn't released until 77 in the U.S. I don't know why that is. It was directed by the great Toby Hooper. So I was expecting a lot more from this film. Toby Hooper, who directed Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I'm using air quotes here, directed Poltergeist, even though we all know.
That's why I'm using air quotes around great.
I was expecting a lot more, too, when I realized that was, you know, the same guy who did Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Which you can see, like,
yes,
where he drew, inspiration from his previous work, but just completely dropped the ball.
Also, Freddy Krueger is in this movie, which was like blew my mind because I didn't recognize him while I was watching the movie. And then I saw in the credits, I was like, I recognize that name. Who is that?
Because he looks 12 and 40 at the same time in this
right,
movie.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's insane.
It was weird. But I was like, holy shit, that's Freddy Krueger. Like when I looked up his name.
Yep.
So,
Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, actually, so that's the reason, and I don't want you guys to be mad at me, but like Freddy Krueger is the reason I don't like horror movies because I saw it when I was like too young and it scarred me. Like I was forever afraid. And one time my parents took me to a Hooters Halloween party.
Amazing.
When I was like 6 years old.
Like Hooters, the restaurant?
Yes, Hooters, the restaurant.
Oh, my God. I think, real quick, I need the audience to understand, which you probably already do. Eric is from Florida, so continue.
Yes, this was a perfect film.
Yeah, so you know about swamp people.
Film. Yeah, yeah. So my parents took me to the Hooters Halloween party when I was like five, maybe. And there was a guy dressed as Freddy Krueger there, and I hid under the table. And like all the Hooters girls were like, come out, it's okay. And they like just tried to get me to meet the guy dressed as Freddy Krueger. And I did. I like came out and faced my fears and it was okay. That gave me nightmares, you know, like for a while. Well,
I also.
And then later, wet dreams.
I was going to say, like, you must have the most complicated sexual fantasies now. Like, that's.
Yeah, it fucked me up. So.
I can only imagine. Just to run through the rest of this shit. So screenplay was written by Alvin Fast, Marty Rustum, and Kim Henkel. Kim is a man. He wrote Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The budget for this was $520,000.
Wow.
So that's probably like $1 million in today's dollars, right?
Fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think somebody left production with like $510,000. I didn't see where a lot of that money went.
Well, actually, I did see. I don't know if you guys noticed, but that was clearly a set.
Oh,
That they kept cutting to like the same exact shot over and over again of like that wide of the staircase and everything. I'm like,
right.
That's where they spent all their money was
They just
building the- this could have been done on stage.
Yeah.
This could have been a play, I think.
I think, yeah. I mean,
okay. Oh, you have an idea there.
Yeah.
We should write a stage version of Eaten Alive.
Adapted for the stage.
Yep.
Can it be a musical?
Oh, of course. Of course.
How could it not
be? I mean, that alligator was just a taxidermied alligator, right?
Oh, yeah, oh, for sure.
100%. That
was, there was two of them. There was one with the mouth open and one with the mouth closed. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They come in a set when you get them, so
yeah.
You get an open mouth one.
What? This is the only things you know in Florida, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I knew people that had two, and that there was an open mouth one and a closed mouth one.
Oh, my God. So. Rotten Tomatoes, by the way, gave this 29% critic, 30% audience. It's not even on Metacritic. This was a very small
movie.
Who
gave this a positive review?
I don't know. Also, just real quick, and then we can jump in. So the truth claims for this one, because it was Tobe Hooper's second movie, all of the marketing for this was basically just like, from the guy who did Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And then anything that wasn't was like, if you liked Jaws, you're going to love Eaten Alive. So they didn't really lean into like, this is based on a true story, and they don't really talk about it in the film, but... Tobe Hooper talked in interviews about how this was based on a true story. So they did still claim it.
Let's go into it.
Let's get into it. Yeah. I mean, we kind of already have.
Yeah.
I will say the intro music I was excited when this movie first started. The intro music was good. The first line is literally Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger, saying, "My name's Buck and I'm rearing to fuck."
Okay,
so
wasn't that from
Kill Bill?
Yeah, it was from another
Kill
movie,
Bill.
Right?
Yeah.
It's from Kill Bill.
And I'm just wondering, Quentin Tarantino obviously is known to steal from other movies.
Yes.
I just didn't think he would steal from Eaten Alive, but I like
so
it.
So blatant.
Yeah,
And like the intro line too. Like there's no getting around that he 100% ripped that.
Wasn't the intro music just like screeching or something?
Kind of.
It wasn't really music.
Yeah. Intro sounds.
Well, there was a solid 3 to 5 minutes, just a close up of his crotch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After looking at the
Well, I really liked the soundtrack besides the like scary songs. Like there was just some wonderful like early 70s country music the whole movie. That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. Like there was one scene where like way, way, way later when Judd's trying to turn up the music so he doesn't hear the woman screaming. And it was some song about like how a cowboy is true to his word. I was trying to figure out.
Oh, God. I'd be interested in finding like that soundtrack if it's available.
I was checked out by that time in the movie.
Well, so, okay.
Oh,
this movie is sort of about a guy named Judd who runs a motel and murders people and feeds them to his pet. Crocodile or alligator? Did we ever get confirmation?
He claimed it was a crocodile.
He claimed.
It's a croc from Africa.
That's what he said.
That's what he claims.
Yeah.
It looked like an alligator.
I was going to say, Eric, as a Florida native, can you confirm?
It was definitely an alligator.
It was just an alligator.
I am so happy you're from Florida and we watched this movie.
Oh, that's
and here's how you know. It had like a wide snout. And it was darker in color.
Which he, at the beginning of the movie, so after Robert Englund was trying to butt ram that woman, correct? Like,
yeah,
that's what he was doing.
Yeah, there's a lot of attempted rape
100%.
In this movie, too.
Yeah. Yep.
But did you refer to anal sex as butt ramming?
I know, I was like, oh, I don't know how to say that in a way that's going to
Yeah, no, there's definitely a lot of, he really wanted
it. He was ass ramming, Buck.
Yeah. And she was not into it.
Yeah. No.
And guess what? Guess what? If she let it happen, she'd be alive.
And true. Have $20.
There's a great moral to this film.
Ladies, the lesson to be learned from Eaten Alive is just let people put it in your butt.
Yeah, would you rather have anal or get eaten by an alligator? Like,
I'm going to have to go talk to my girlfriend. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather be eaten by an alligator.
than receive anal sex from a young Robert Englund. He looked good. Yeah.
Unfortunately,
so
is my girlfriend.
Is having Freddy Krueger fuck me in the ass? No, thanks, buddy.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
In a Hooters t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm not into this.
Oh, my God.
I'll take alligator death.
Well, so did Clara was that woman's name. So she bails and, like, goes to find a better life. The whore. Sex worker. She leaves. She runs into Judd, who immediately meeting her, he explains to her the difference between alligators and crocodiles.
Yes.
Drops the N-bomb like five times and then just starts raping her Within like well, 5 minutes?
It's yeah. within that. And she also was told right away, do not tell him you're from here.
Yep.
And she just denies, she just doesn't even do anything about it. She doesn't deny it or anything. She just goes, she's like, you're from Miss Hattie's. And she's like,
why? The lone black character.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Who has a $20 bill in her bra. Yep.
Gave her 10 bucks, by the way. I was blown away that that's how money looked back then.
Like, oh, yeah. Me too. I saw it. And I was like, wow.
It's kind of like a modern $10 bill. Like the ones we had in the 90s before they fancied them all up.
I also,
but that's where 10 of the dollars went, so we figured that out.
That's a lot of... So butt sex is $20, but then you're fine giving $10 to just your friend. Like, I don't know. I think the pricing structure is off here.
For sure.
Yeah.
So poor Clara gets attempted to be raped and then murdered just right off the bat.
Do you think that was rape, or do you think that was just like he was... I felt like he was really hating on sex workers.
Jake, and I am not going to define rape on this podcast.
Okay, That's fair.
I mean, he was sexually assaulting her.
Yeah, there was there was unwanted touching.
Well, there was just so much overacting that I don't know if that was just him overacting. Like,
fair.
Like in the script, it might be like he kicked her out and throws her in the swamp. But what happens is he like rips off her clothes because he's from the theater and he feels like
also
that's assault, brother.
Do we think that Jed was supposed to be like mentally disabled, or was he just crazy?
I thought he might be a nom vet. That's what I kind of thought.
Okay,
I thought he was having like terrors from the war, you know, or something. Also, there was a lot of raping in the Vietnam War, so maybe he's just used to being able to rape all the time.
That's true.
Wow. Yep. There's a lot of rape talk in our podcast.
Yeah, Vietnam veterans are known rapists.
Mark my words.
They go into Saigon whore shops and just rape. That's what's going on.
You're never running for president because that would
definitely... Well, I'm not condoning it.
That doesn't matter. Anyways.
So, yeah, can we talk about the red lighting at the... it's called the Starlight Inn, right? Or Starlight Hotel, yes.
The lighting was not good.
Why?
It was scary. Also, like, were you suggesting that that's just what he does all the time? That guy just, like, murders people and feeds them to his alligator?
I kind of think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an interesting take. I hadn't thought of that. I thought maybe he just, like, you know, because, like, it happens all the time. I watch, like, a lot of true crime shows.
You do,
and,
yes.
And, like, what happens is a guy will, like, try to rape a girl, and and she'll be like, no. And then he'll kill her because he's like mad. And that happens like all the time. So I thought maybe it was just like an isolated thing. And then it just set him off like killing a bunch of people.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Well, that's true. Yeah. You got some learning to do. So we're assuming that Clara was like the first of his victims. And then he just went from there. Yeah, that's possible.
Well, I guess you know.
I do know.
So, yeah, that's probably why you said it. And I probably shouldn't have even just said any of the things I just said. So.
We're good.
It's fine. You also said all Vietnam veterans are rapists. So
we're just running with it today.
We're going with it, yeah.
Well, not all, but like most.
God. Okay, moving on. So Clara's dead. And then we get the nice family, this weird-ass family that arrives at the hotel.
Right?
So their names, by the way, if anybody cares, it's Roy and Faye, and then their daughter Angie and their dog Snoopy. Roy, by the way, is William Finley. He plays Phantom in Phantom of the Paradise. Angie is Kyle Richards, if anyone cares.
What was wrong with him, by the way?
Oh, my God.
What was that?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
He was pointing his hand at one point.
I mean,
yeah, when he was sitting in that chair and like just being a weirdo.
I think they were just trying to set up that like the husband and wife hated each other. So like we see the dog. The second I see the dog, I'm just like, fuck, this dog's going to die. And then within minutes, the dog is dead. Like the gator just eats the dog. And then they still check into the hotel. Like, fine.
Yeah, I guess we'll stay here. Thanks, mister. Yeah. Like, what? It didn't make any sense. I hope that wasn't a true part.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I really hope that like no one stayed at this hotel in real life.
It was
actually, as I was watching the movie, I was like, there's no way any of this is true.
Yeah.
Other than like maybe a guy tried to rape a girl once.
from he just got back from Vietnam. It's a whole thing. Yeah.
It's the whole it's the trope.
Really dig
it's a popular film trope.
Really dig it in here. But no, the dad was like insane. He just at one point he started barking like a dog at the mom.
Oh man. Well, the whole time too, I was like, oh my God, please, like, I don't want to watch that little girl get killed, you know? Like I was really worried that was gonna happen. Like,
I'm surprised it didn't, honestly.
I knew it wouldn't. I feel like those films at that time didn't really I still feel like now that like when you see a movie where a kid gets killed, it's still shocking. Right?
Fucking like Willy Wonka killed like four kids, man. Same time period too.
Right.
This movie takes place in Texas. I know, Eric, you were wondering. Yeah, it is Texas that they say it takes place.
Really?
In.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah.
I don't know who would not confirm it.
Yeah, I don't think there were any clues in the film, but when I was
nothing.
Yeah, when I was looking it up, they say the movie takes place in Texas.
Or is that just some like marketing thing being like Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Honestly, probably. Yeah. That would make sense.
This guy had a type for his movies.
He did. We've got the crazy family, and then Kara's dad and sister show up looking for her at the Starlight, who I guess are our main protagonists. Like, does this movie have a main character? It's kind of like all over the place, but they're looking like they just show up and then leave.
It slowly becomes the sister and then Robert Englund. So it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, also, there's a part after he kills the husband.
The husband who goes to like seek revenge on the alligator for killing his daughter's dog. Yeah. Then he goes.
There's a part where it looks like he's dealing cocaine.
He probably
doesn't remember that part.
But he eats it. It's the white stuff that he eats. And he says, this BC is helping me. I paused, put it on subtitles, and Googled what BC is. It's a combination of aspirin and caffeine. If you guys were wondering.
BC powder.
Yeah, I've never heard of it before.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, it's very common in Florida. Common outside of Florida, but like,
Jesus Christ.
I think it's popular in the Southeast, like BC powder, and their like tagline or their like and their commercials is like, because you got things to do.
Oh yeah, because you could buy it in the pharmacy, right?
It's not cocaine.
No.
This is.
But like, yes, it's just like a. It's kind of like a. I don't know. It's like it's very addictive. Like an aspirin with like some caffeine in it. I never took it because you just like when you buy it, it's just like in a sheet of paper that you open up and then you just pour it into your. It's just like powder you pour into your. It's
Jesus
like
Jesus Christ.
Like Tylenol without like a capsule. You know, it's just like the powder.
Anyways, meanwhile, the girl is still underneath. This hotel.
Oh yeah, little girl is under. She's under the hotel for basically the duration of the whole film. So she runs under because Judd's trying to kill her. Then we get the scene where Faye, so her mom, after this chick's husband was murdered and fed to alligators, she goes to take a shower and slowly takes off her clothes for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, easily.
And
easily.
Then still gets in the bath with clothes on.
With clothes on, yeah. Her contract did not allow her to get naked.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Did he try to rape her, too?
Yes, he did.
Ah, man, that guy.
She's also, I think, maybe one of the only actresses in the film that doesn't get naked. Because everybody else gets naked.
There was obvious nakedness, and then there was, like, some totally unnecessary. But,
yes.
Like, also, side note, the boobs did not look like 70s boobs.
They did not. They looked like 90s
boobs. I was like
fully
expecting like banana boobs or torpedo boobs as they're commonly.
No, everything was kind of just like normal looking boobs.
They looked like 90s round boobs.
Yep.
Yeah, they were very round. They had that 90s look to them. We also got that insane close up of that chick's boob in the
weirdest. Oh my God,
weirdest...
and she had a hair. She had like a long hair.
A bunch of
see that?
No, I did not see that.
It was,
oh my God.
I thought there were multiple hairs. It was the oddest choice for just like.
She had like
weird...
one long hair coming off of like right under her nipple. It was the most odd.
I guess I'm going to have to rewatch this. You know?
Oh, that'll do it.
Also, that was the most intense. I've never seen a boob that close up, I don't think. It was just so. It was too much.
Wait, are you telling us you've never seen a boob?
I mean, I've seen some boobs in my day. But like, never I just, close up. It was like alarmingly close up.
Yeah,
it was.
It's not like you're walking around with a magnifying glass, like looking really close.
Yeah, I was like, this is more medical at this point now.
Oh my God, this is, by the way, when Buck finally does get to have sex with his apparently underage girlfriend.
Underage girlfriend, yes. And he, why does he bring her back to that hotel?
That's like, actually my question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I was
so
really.
I figured he just had a deal with that guy. He's like, here, I keep giving you money, but like I bring these people to bang. And the guy is like not into him doing that. So he's like, listen, I don't want your money. Stop doing this. Like, I didn't really understand why he was against him.
No, there was some sort of like weird relationship between the two of them. And it was never explained. Like he hated him, but there was money exchanges. I have no clue what was going on.
I thought maybe he was his dad.
I mean, it would have made sense.
Oh,
Star Wars, dude.
Except, but then he kills him. He just pushes him into the swamp, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Vietnam vets kill their kids all the time.
It's true. It's just really reaming on those guys.
Those poor guys.
Yeah, they're all dead.
I mean, that's... Jesus Christ. I'm trying to think
I'm
if
just,
there's like
I'm just
anything...
Kidding. I'm pro-vets, guys.
He's like,
good,
Eric's
good
pro-vet.
Guys. Yeah.
I mean...
Just
what
not
else?
Vietnam vet.
Because they're rapists.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
This has truly gotten away from us.
They're not like our heroes from Iraq and Afghanistan.
No.
Not rapists, those guys.
Never, never.
No.
I don't think we have listeners, but if we do.
Oh, man, I'm going to get so many angry tweets.
Yeah, right?
My uncle was a Vietnam vet. I don't hate Vietnam vets. I'm just having a laugh.
Yep. That's what we're having.
In the name of eating alive.
I'm having a laugh.
Okay, well, so Freddy Krueger with his underage girlfriend is about to finally get anal.
Oh, yeah. That,
was she going to give it up?
She was going to give it
up. How old was he supposed to be? Like 19?
Like, I mean, that's what I would have thought,
19
too.
Or 40, I can't tell.
It's
yeah,
true.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
He wasn't wearing that sweater from Freddy Krueger, or you'd be able to tell. This dude is clearly in his 30s. As a 30-year-old sweater.
That is a 30. Yeah, you don't mature into that style until.
I saw a guy in Central Park the other day dressed exactly like Freddy Krueger unintentionally.
No. I mean, that's possible. It's a
sweater,
nice look.
Sweater, hat, whole thing.
Wow. You sure?
I mean,
positive.
There's none of his friends were like, "Dude, what are you doing?"
I don't think. I mean, he didn't look like he had friends. He was like,
yeah.
He was looked like an old loser. Just an old.
Yep. I guess
lame.
If you're dressed like Freddy Krueger in Central Park, you probably don't have a lot of friends.
Yeah, he wasn't scary. Like, I mean, of all people, I should have been scared of him. But
oh, so he didn't have
like,
the metal claws?
No, he didn't have those. That would have been a dead giveaway. I'd have been like, you're clearly going for it, dude.
And it's also not Christmas time. Because, like, you know, around the holiday months, a green and red striped sweater, slightly more understandable. But
Right.
We recorded this, what is the month? Is it March? Oh, today's March, yeah.
March 1st.
March 1st. Yeah. Pay your rent.
Oh, fuck, I owe rent. Anyways.
It won't be when we upload this, if we ever do.
What's this podcast about anyway?
Back to the movie.
Wait, talking about an incredibly slow topless scene.
Oh, yeah.
We have the daughter.
Yeah.
Taking off her top and combing her hair. Well, she not only hears one screaming, she hears two people screaming. And did anyone notice she just casually goes, huh? And like
slowly
turns around slowly and puts on her top slowly and still just takes her time to check on why there's a little girl screaming and an adult female screaming.
Y'all know, bitches take time to get ready. It's what we do. This is what we do. We just brush our hair naked for 45 minutes.
Is that a thing? I'm assuming it's the same, like you do that and then you meet with your friends and you have a naked pillow fight over sleepovers.
For me personally, I can hardly look at myself in the mirror with clothes on. So I'm definitely not doing it without clothes on. But maybe like other women, sure.
I don't brush my hair like that for that long, shirtless. I can tell you that.
Eric,
and if I heard screams, I don't know what I would do. You know, I mean, also,
that's true.
It was really like, it was just so bizarre, her choice as an actor to like the way she indicated that she could hear the screams and like her facial expression. I was like, what? Why aren't you showing more alarm? Also, would you run straight to where the screams were coming from?
True,
you
know, true.
They were odd choices.
Does she, like, I feel like I don't even really remember this afterwards, because she goes and unties Faye, who, like, Judd has tied to the bed, and then they run out to try to grab Angie, the little girl under the house. That's
well,
what happens, yeah. Right?
She goes running in, like to go save her daughter, obviously, and... What's her name? Just comes, like, just follows her.
Gotcha. What? Yeah. Whatever happens to the underage girl? They, like, basically, everybody hears screaming and runs out of the hotel.
She ran away and got into a car.
Oh, she does get away. Okay, that's yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh.
But, like, I would. They should do a sequel about, like, what she ends up.
what happens to
what
her?
What she's doing?
Did she ever get anal? You know.
We can only hope for her.
Yeah.
People want to know.
I will say, I thought that the death of Kara's dad, so, like, the dad and the sister are looking for her. At one point, they, like, meet up with the sheriff, and they go to the brothel, and... Side note on my side note here. The madam, her face makeup to try to make her older was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
What was going on with
that? I feel like that was intentional. I feel like that was a choice.
Just to
it
make
had
it.
To be.
Well, so the actress is Carolyn Jones, so she plays Morticia in the original Addams Family, so she's obviously hot
as hell.
Yeah, yeah. So this woman is banging hot, but they just... but okay, anyway, so that was weird, and then the sheriff and the daughter are like, we're going to go get a drink at a bar, but Dad, you go back to the hotel, and he gets immediately murdered with the scythe, which I thought that was a cool effect, that it was like still, he like, Judd's got the scythe in his neck and he's trying to pull it out. I thought that they did a decent job on that.
I thought it was called a sickle.
Sickle.
It's a sickle. Yep. Thank you for that.
Okay. I was like, man, what an idiot I've been calling it a sickle.
Just me.
I enjoy that he has such terrible aim with that thing all the time, but for some reason with the dad, straight through the neck, no problem.
Beautifully so, yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. That was probably like the one scene that I thought was well done in this entire movie. I'm sure you guys liked the booby stuff.
No, I don't like that stuff.
Pass?
I like the anal stuff mostly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now we know if you're a boobs man or an ass man. Question answered.
Did you find out the answer to, in your research, if that girl who escaped ended up having anal at some point?
That will be the last question, yes.
There's got to be an email out there you could send to someone, you know.
The ultimate question here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anything else? I mean, so basically at the end, you know... They all kind of run out of the house, and then they just end up pushing Judd into the swamp where his own pet eats him. Oh, and the last shot we see is his wooden leg floating in the water.
Right.
I forgot there was that wooden leg reveal.
Yeah. The shotgun thing. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're right. He probably was a vet. That makes sense. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was kind of eaten alive.
That was eaten alive, yeah.
Oh, eaten alive. I get it. I see what they did.
You see?
Right.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't believe that girl wasn't dead from... She was the first one was the one he killed, not with the sickle. It was with just like a
He did
pitchfork.
Use a pitchfork at first, yeah. And then he moves on. Yeah.
I wish she would have kept with that one because it would be a lot gorier, you know?
Yeah, I would... Well...
I mean, it was pretty fucking gory, man, when he put the one through what's-his-face's neck.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that was I.
Also, the cops are just like cool. This brothel, by the way, like that was interesting.
Oh yeah, 100%. I thought it was going to turn and be like a Texas Chainsaw situation where the cops were in on it because there was that one part where they're like, "Oh no, just go back to the hotel and get some rest." So I'm like, "Oh, are they feeding this guy victims?" But I guess they just were stupid. Well, do you guys want to get into the fact-checking portion of?
I gotta know.
I gotta know.
Okay, we're getting it. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess.
Boys and girls.
Are you guys ready?
18 and over.
Do we want to make this a competition between you and you, Jake, and you, Eric? Do you guys care?
Thought you forgot our names.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell, man?
We always try to do a competition, and then we don't.
We don't keep track of points. Yeah. Well, we'll see if your own competitive nature catches up. So, okay. I'm going to ask you guys some questions. You tell me if you think they're true or false. We're going to start broad. movie about a serial killer in Texas who feeds his victims to his pet crocodile slash alligator. Do you think that there was a serial killer in Texas who fed his victims to his pet alligators?
Yes.
I mean, at some point that must have happened. I mean,
really? You think?
Sure. I mean,
I think
really isn't known for their having a lot of alligators, though. Like Louisiana and Florida, I feel like get the brunt of that.
I guess I didn't think about it. Maybe it's not a serial killer, but there was someone who killed people and fed them to alligators. Is that fair?
I'm going to say yes too.
Okay. You guys are both right. It is true. Wow. So the movie is based on a gentleman named Joe Ball. He was an American serial killer in Texas in the 1930s. He was also known as the Alligator Man, the Butcher of Elmendorf, and the Bluebeard of South Texas. Some
fun
nicknames.
So he was like a World War I vet maybe then.
Perhaps. I don't think he was. I didn't see that. But Joe was convicted of killing at least two people. He was suspected or believed to have killed around 20. And it was believed that he indeed fed his victims' bodies to his six pet alligators. So he did have six.
Where in Texas?
Elmendorf, Texas.
Oh, wow. So yeah. That's not where I would have guessed. So it's far from
central.
The Gulf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Interesting. Maybe the landscape was a little swampier in the 30s. Because, yeah, this gentleman had six pet alligators. His whole reasoning for, why he was feeding the bodies to the alligators was because he thought that if no bodies were ever found, he could never be convicted of any crimes. So yeah, that's Joe.
How'd they catch him?
Well, so we'll go into more details, and I'll kind of ask you guys as we go along. But next question: do you think that he ran a hotel like Judd did in the movie?
I wouldn't really call that a hotel.
Okay, fine. An inn, a saloon,
a motel.
A motel.
I think no. I'm gonna say no.
I'm going to say he ran an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Yeah. But basically, no, he did not run one.
Yeah. I think that was a proper bed and breakfast, actually, that he ran.
It was breakfast for someone. The alligator.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
But, boo.
Wow. Guys, I'm already doing this alone. You're making me feel very sad. you guys are both fucking wrong. It is true.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So Joe, he started his career as a bootlegger, providing illegal booze during Prohibition. And then after Prohibition ended, he opened up a saloon called The Sociable Inn. Very, very lovely name. And this was in Elmendorf, Texas.
Wait, did you say he was missing a leg too or no?
That is one of the questions. So okay. I'm going to save
wait.
That.
Jesus, yeah. Eric, man, just
I'm,
wait.
I'm just, jumping, I get so excited.
Jumping the gun. So behind the inn, he built a pond, and that's where he kept his six pet alligators. And he would actually charge people to view the gators and watch him feed them.
It's a good racket.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
you should probably stop killing the customers, though.
Yeah, that's actually a perfect segue. Do you think that when it came to choosing victims, he murdered people that stayed at the hotel, like Judd did?
You go first, Eric.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
Ooh. Jake, you're right.
Yeah.
So.
There's just too many wrecks that just... People keep records, you know? It's just like, they were here and they weren't here,
this is
right?
The 30s.
They still kept records in the 30s.
No, I don't know. Joe, first off, he only killed women. And not...
Yeah, right. Whoa.
Yeah. Typical. Typical.
typical Joe. And they were not guests at the hotel, but instead he only murdered women who worked at... the Sociable Inn, as well as women that he was having relationships with. So basically he opens up this tavern and all of a sudden female employees start just going missing. So 22-year-old waitress Minnie Gothard, another waitress named Julia Turner, and then a hostess named Hazel Brown. Multiple other women go missing. Joe just starts.
They were employees at his hotel?
At the Sociable Inn, yes. So it was like a hotel and saloon. So these were like waitresses and hostesses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Joe, the whole time, he's just like, yeah, you know, it's hard to keep people working there. They're going out and getting other jobs. But then.
As whores.
Exactly. And then it wasn't until Joe's second and third ex-wives also went missing that the police were kind of like, okay, maybe we should investigate this guy. But none of his victims were patrons of the hotel.
Second and third? That guy was married that many times?
Yeah, I guess.
What a terrible husband he must have been.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the best dude.
Yeah, no. He doesn't seem great. I mean, he did build a pond for a couple of alligators. That's nice.
It's true.
I like true crime shows where it turns out where like they reverse the usual and like a woman kills a man. That's always fun. But wasn't the case with this one.
No, sadly. Also, how often does that happen? I feel like literally every forensic file is a husband killing his wife.
For sure. But when it does, though, it's like,
it's satisfying.
Let's go, girls. Bam, 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 bam. You know?
Can that be our new new intro music?
I'm going to remix that for sure.
Can you just add the actual guitar sound where I did that?
Nope.
Here, let's go, girls, and then do the thing.
That would be amazing. I think that might be too complicated of an edit. Okay, so let's talk about the little dog. So in the movie, Snoopy, the dog gets eaten by the gators. Do we think that in real life, these alligators ate a dog?
Yes, it has to.
In fact, it was one of their main food sources given to them by Joe when he was publicly feeding these gators, which he charged people to watch. He would feed them live cats and live dogs.
What?
Live?
Live.
That's sad.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. So this guy, not a great guy. Not a good guy.
It was the 30s.
Yeah. Again, times were different back then, you guys.
They didn't have Sarah McLachlan.
Nope, they did not.
They weren't blessed.
How's that sound go?
I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah. Just insert audio.
It's the same song, right?
It is.
Yep.
That's what I was talking about. That's not a Sarah McLachlan song. That's the one that plays on the ASPCA commercial.
Yes. They got to get people in the mood for dancing because that's how you want to not murder animals.
Let's go save animals, girls. Bam, bam, bam.
I'm crying. Okay. So let's talk about Judd's reputation in the town, or Joe. In the movie, Judd, everybody kind of just sees him as sort of this like helpless idiot, it seems like. Do you think that in real life, people were just kind of dismissing Joe and being like, you know, whatever. He probably has like a heart of gold, like that girl says.
I imagine the townspeople, if there was a guy in my town who was, you know, had a place where he had alligators and he fed live animals to them, I think I would think that guy was super fun. I imagine he had like a pretty good reputation.
Okay.
People were like, that guy is great. Like, that guy knows how to have a good time.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Like a fun uncle?
Yeah, I bet he had like a good reputation. He was a local businessman. He had a cool attraction at his hotel. If only his damn employees would stick around, you know.
But he was just a struggling businessman.
Yeah. I don't think he was perceived as like a dumb person, though.
He probably said the N-word, though, a lot.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's
yes.
not cool.
Yes. Yeah, no.
That was probably based on is that going to be a question?
It's actually not, no, but we'll go ahead and assume that. I mean,
it's
Texas in
the 1930s, the N-word was used.
Texas in the 30s, I'm going to go, yeah. I feel confident, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so Jake, are you guys both saying that people, like he had a good reputation?
Yeah.
Okay. He did not.
Oh,
yes.
What?
So this guy was like into illegal activities with the prohibition stuff before he opened the inn. So townspeople sort of associated him with shady business.
But that's good.
It is good. But also there were a lot of people in the town that kind of just got weird vibes from him. There was a witness who stepped forward later on saying that he witnessed Joe feeding what he thought were women's body parts to his gators.
Oh my God.
And so when he started talking about this, Joe claimed that they were just dead cats. And he actually threatened the witness, the man, and said, if you ever tell anyone what you saw, I'll kill you. And if you get me arrested, I'll just have someone else kill you. And the man believed this. And because of that, he moved out of town soon after. And people started to get like a little bit worried about what Joe was up to because of that.
Man, that's scary.
Yeah, he was a
I can't believe I hadn't heard of this before.
I know, right? I guess I'd never heard about it either. It was an interesting read. Do you guys think that he had a wooden leg? Here's the question.
Well, he wasn't from Vietnam era, so no.
There were other wars though. I've read about them. Yeah. Like maybe he was in the War of 1812. I don't know. Mm. I'm gonna go with yeah, I think he did have a wood leg.
He did not.
Fuck.
See?
Man, I am losing my ass here.
I know. Yep. Well, here, okay, do you guys think that he murdered people with, like, farm tools, like pitchforks and sickles, like they do in, like Judd did?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
Yes, he did not. So I will say... the cause of most of these murders were never determined because of the lack of evidence due to the fact that the bodies weren't discovered, right? But there was one witness who watched him beat a woman to death using his pistol. So that's the only that's the only method that we know that he used. So no.
He just pistol whipped people?
He pistol whipped a woman to death, yes. Which seems very much like... mobstery illegal prohibition.
Did he run out of bullets or something?
I don't know. I think he was just an asshole.
Gonna hit you with this gun now.
Yeah. I think he was just a bad dude.
He was kind of in the movie, he was like slapping that one girl with the shower curtain over her head a lot.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. I noticed that. I'm like, why is he just slapping her?
I thought they were like insinuating that he was maybe mentally challenged, but who knows? Okay. Do you guys think that Joe Ball, the real guy, worked alone? So we know Judd's just kind of doing this all seemingly in a panic. Do you think Joe was just also murdering people by himself?
Oh, the reason the movie itself, there's no person helping, which means in real life there probably was. Because why would you bring that up? So I'm gonna say yes.
Man, that's good.
Oh, Jake knows me too well.
That's good deducing skills. I'm gonna go yes as well.
That you think he did work alone, or that he did not work alone?
He did not work alone.
Okay, yeah. But yes, so he did not work alone. There was a handyman at the inn named Clifford Wheeler, who later confessed. This is the guy who watched him murder and dismember Hazel Brown. He also forced Joe to help him bury the bodies and forced him to feed pieces of the bodies to the alligators at gunpoint. So this guy ended up, I think he ended up spending like only 5 years in jail assisting in this.
Joe forced him to, or other way around?
Joe forced Cliff, his handyman at the inn, to help him bury and feed pieces of these women to the alligators.
Man, weird. That's like, that's so rare for a kill, like, unless they're like a duo of killers or something. Like, but it's so rare to have to include someone else in it.
It's like this guy
wanted. Because there's just so much that can go wrong.
Yeah.
Can talk, you know?
100%. Yep. Which this guy ended up doing later. So I guess, how do you think this guy was caught? Do you think that in the movie, he was killed by his own alligators? Or do you think he met his demise some other way?
Oh, he's not still alive?
He is not still alive, no.
No, he died in Vietnam.
Ah, damn. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He ended up getting a wooden leg later. Long story.
I'm going to go with... I don't. Are you just asking specifically if he was eaten by an alligator?
Yes.
Okay, no, I don't think that's how he died.
Yeah, no way.
No way. Yep, it is false. Okay, so on September 24th, 1938, police came in to question Joe again. He'd been questioned a couple times, went into the sociable inn. And Joe, at this point, I think he knew that the jig was up because he opened up his cash register, grabbed his revolver, and shot himself to death.
No way.
Yeah. So, interestingly enough, Some claims say that he shot himself in the chest, while others say that he shot himself in the head. That is like up for like determination. Like they don't know.
They should dig up his body.
I know, right? But either way, he killed himself. And then because of that, we never really got any sort of confession. We don't know how many people he killed, besides what people, you know, who worked there said. Afterwards,
well, that's what the cops say,
right? Yes. After all of this, Joe's alligators were sent off to the San Antonio Zoo for the public to enjoy. So,
are they still alive?
I could not find information on whether or not they're still alive, but is it crocodiles that never die? I think alligators die.
Never die? What the hell are you talking about?
They're like beasts.
I think they last a
week. What does that mean? Beasts?
I think they stay alive for a really
like
long
hundreds
time.
Of years. Yeah.
Like, not like lobsters.
Wait, do lobsters stay alive forever?
Yeah, they only die if they're killed.
What? No.
I thought that's what happened with crocodiles too. That's
now,
why there's
what?
Like Gustav and all those.
They may live to be very old, but I don't think they live. I don't think they're invincible.
No, fair.
Wait, lobsters live forever?
Until
I think that may have been
them.
Debunked. That was a theory like a couple years ago.
It's probably not true for either of them, but I think they both probably live a long time.
Yeah.
If only there was some way to. I'll go to the library tomorrow and look this stuff up.
Yeah.
Please do. Yeah.
But actually, I mean, so theoretically, the alligators could still be alive. I'm going to say probably not, but I guess.
I thought they had to kill them after they like got a taste for human flesh.
I think that's a now thing. I don't think that was a 1930s thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they ended up.
I don't get why they have to. Just don't get them near people anymore, you know?
Or just don't ever feed alligators humans.
True.
From the get-go. But yeah, that is sort of the story of Joe Ball. So there's not, he's basically considered, because of the lack of information and like official documentation, he's pretty much considered a legend. But this is what they say happened back in the 30s, but there's not there's a lot of.
He could have, if not for that murdering stuff, like he sounds like a pretty fun guy. I mean, he's like a bootlegger during Prohibition. Right. He has alligators at his hotel. He's got
puts on shows.
Yeah, he's got cool women working for him. Yeah. Like, what the hell? Why did he have to murder?
Why did he have to ruin a good thing?
Yeah.
The sociable inn sounds like a lovely place, too.
I can safely say, like, as a Floridian, going to the gator farm and drinking is so much fun. Like, that guy ran a really cool place, it sounds like.
I mean, if only it was still open. It no longer is, unfortunately.
They should open up another one.
God, I wouldn't be surprised if they have, like...
You give me a good idea. There's a market for this near San Antonio.
100%.
Alligator Farm, Prohibition era cocktails.
If any listeners, I know we don't have any, but if any of you are from San Antonio, please let us know if you have more information on where would be the best location to open up a new sociable inn. Guys, thoughts?
That's it.
Yeah, that's mostly it. So now we can move into how accurate we think that the movie did in portraying the story of Joe Ball on a scale from 1 to 10. Do we want to say 1 to 10 nipple hairs?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
All right.
Scariest part of the movie.
Yep, easily.
Jake, why don't you go first?
So based on true nipple hairs, I'd say 5 nipple hairs.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's pretty generous. Yeah, I think
I was going to say 3.
I think I might agree with you, Eric. I'm going to go ahead and say 3 as well. I mean, like, it's pretty much all wrong besides the fact that some guy was killing people and disposing of the bodies with the swamp.
I mean, I'd be very interested in seeing a movie that portrayed it correctly.
Right.
You know, it sounds right, the real story sounds very interesting.
That's, you know, I'm going to pull a classic Jake. Oh, I'm going to change my mind. I'm going 2 nipple hairs.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He just has to be
this
cool.
This is like The Price is Right. Like $1.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think, honestly, now that we've done quite a few of these, the true story is almost always more interesting than the film that they...
This was very interesting for sure.
Yeah.
Plus, he had 6 alligators, not just 1.
Right, which is like way more menacing.
Yeah, 6?
And I don't know alligators. Why they like made it this weird... thing in the movie where like you didn't know if it was a crocodile or an alligator, like just do 6 alligators, done and done.
Yeah, I didn't understand his character. It wasn't very compelling.
No, that's, I mean, Jake, I think you even texted me and you were like, this movie's just boring.
It's very boring.
Oh, God. There were such long scenes of just nothing happening.
Oh, it was just nonsense a lot of time, which we should probably quickly rate our ratings on this movie, which I'll just 1 out of 10 for sure.
Oh, yeah. How much?
Same. It was very bad. It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I watched the trailer for it before I watched the movie, which if you haven't, you should. It's pretty funny. Like the way they hype this movie, but the announcer is like, and it's 90 minutes. And I'm like, are they saying that to like get to like entice me to watch? Like, it's only 90 minutes.
Like, don't worry. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I thought too. I was like, well, if it's bad, it's only 90 minutes.
At one point I paused because I was very excitingly doing laundry and it was done. So I had to go fold it. And as I paused it, I was like so hoping that the movie was almost over. And I think it was only at like 22 minutes. And I was just like, fuck.
Oh my God.
I have so much more movie left.
A lot to go. There was so much screaming. I was like concerned that my neighbors, you know, in my apartment could like hear a child screaming.
That's true. The little girl was really, she was going for it.
Yeah, I was like, geez, shut up.
I'm like honestly surprised that after this movie, which this was right after Texas Chainsaw, that this was kind of how Tobe Hooper started doing bigger things. Like, I mean, even Steven Spielberg saw this movie and was like, nah, we'll give him Poltergeist. Like, what?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So in the trailer, they're like, if you liked Jaws, you'll love this. And I was
incorrect.
Yeah. I was like, what? They're not the same at all. I mean, I guess they're the same that an animal is killing people, but like, that's it. That's the only similarity. They're not similar films at all.
If you want to watch another Jaws ripoff, watch Orca. That one's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. That is a good one. I remember watching that as a kid.
That is. Well, thank you so much for doing this, Eric. Sorry for making you watch one of the world's worst movies. Do you want to promote anything while you have a microphone in front of you?
Sure. Just go follow my prank texting Instagram account. It's called Oops Wrong Person.
Yeah, well, actually,
give it a like.
Well, I'll write that both you and your Twitter as well. Eric's Twitter is very, very funny. Highly recommend.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for having me on, by the way, guys. Yeah. I'm glad I watched the movie. It was worth watching just so I can talk about it.
You have to say you watched this movie. It's one of those movies. Like, you gotta.
Yeah, it was worth watching, but it's very bad.
Yeah, it's very boring.
Thank you guys for listening. Those of you who stuck it through, and we'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Later.